Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host officially, Darrell Johnson. I am sitting here right now drinking a Diet Snapple. Okay, I wanted to tell you that because I'm finna take a sip real quick before I get into this podcast. So give me 1 second. All right, let's plug in. So, I'm not sure what episode this is, but this episode is called Value Over Followers. Value Over Followers. Now, I've been getting dissed for about a year now, ever since I started this business into trying to help Instagram pages get their pages to 10K and to help them with their engagement. I've been getting this, man, for so many things. I'm gonna tell y'all what I've been getting this for. Every time that I promote my services, right? I promote my services to a targeted location or targeted hashtags. I promote myself, you know, I either send a message or I comment on somebody's page. And everybody's talking like, oh man, like you got fake followers and I'm gonna do it the organic way and you're a scam. F your mama, you're spamming me, all that, man. Like, I've heard it all. And honestly, y'all, it doesn't bother me not one bit. It doesn't stop me because I've already figured out that people are going to say no to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot be in business and always thinking that people are going to like you or going to just say yes to everything. So, I appreciate you guys for all the hate that y'all sent my way or all the dislikes of my business. I appreciate that because that allowed me to get the yeses. But when I say value over followers, it's because that's my type of approach that I took to my Instagram page. I knew that I needed to get more followers. I needed to get my page to at least 10K because I knew what type of value I was going to be adding. This was never just about getting the highest amount of followers, the highest amount of likes, the highest amount of views. It was more so like, okay, I need my appearance on Instagram to look right and to look very presentable. So when I start to give out this value and this information, people receive it. And the thing about Instagram too is that when you have low numbers, it can dull your platform down. It can dull your message down. Now, you have some people out there that got 5,000 followers and they're very active and they take nice pictures and they provide value. And that's where I was at, you guys. Like, I built my page, if you want to talk about organic, I built my page up to 5,000 followers organically. You know, I never had a problem with getting followers, but I knew that my message was too powerful and it was going to resonate with too many people that I cannot have my page looking like I'm only have 5,000 people liking my pictures and stuff. You know, I couldn't have that. And that's just a personal thing, you know, because my message wanted to resonate with millions of people. So I figured out a way to get a million views. I figured out a way to get 50,000 views because I want my message to be portrayed to 50,000 people. I wanted to reach 50,000 people. But that's just my own preference of marketing. You know, like, I look at Instagram as a magazine. You know, my post, I look at them as a magazine. You know, this is things that you look you're looking at my post and you're trying to figure out what this magazine is about. You know, what type of information is in this magazine. That's the type of approach that I take. And my magazine won't look good without a front cover. You know, so my front cover is my followers and my likes and my views. Those are what make my Instagram look good, as well as my profile picture, as well as my bio. If those things are not right, then my design is off. Okay, so I'm telling you guys right now, my design for my Instagram page is profile picture, bio, likes, views, pictures, and videos. All of that is within my design and my appearance. So, but the reason why I say value over followers is because you can have all of this stuff down packed, right? But if you don't figure out the value that you're going to bring to this audience, if you don't figure out the value that you're going to bring to the new people that are going to be getting attracted by the appearance on your page, the followers mean nothing, you know? And I feel like my message kind of gets misconstrued, something like that. I feel like it gets tossed everywhere because I don't tell this message enough. I don't tell people that I choose value over followers. You know, to be honest with you guys, if I put followers over value, I would have been had 100,000 followers. I know how to do it. Trust me. I know how to do it. But my thing is that I did not want to get a super high amount of followers if I wasn't providing that value. So I kind of stopped at like 30,000. I think I had like 35,000. I stopped there because I needed to make sure that the value in my Instagram page was there. And I want you guys to take this message with you guys today, is that, you know, if you decide to work with me and you decide to get the followers and stuff, don't make it just all about the followers. The followers are just for design, you know. I think that when we first got on Instagram, it was a different outlook on this whole platform. Okay, we didn't have business pages, so it was more so like the likes was more so just about genuine people liking your content. That was just more so to track the people that liked your content, the views, the followers. That was just more so for tracking people, and now it's used for design purposes. You know, you'll see all of these people on Instagram. They'll have like maybe 50,000 followers, 100,000 followers, but they'll be getting only like 2,000 likes. The followers, the high amount of followers, they don't mind having that because it helps them. It helps their Instagram page. It helps their design. You know, it helps their appearance. That you're never going to go into an interview with jeans on and just regular tennis shoes and a hat on, okay? You're going to make yourself look presentable. Same with a female. She's never going to go out without any makeup on. Well, you got some people, females, they, you know, pretty confident. But for the most part, in 2019, females are not going out without makeup, without a nice outfit, putting lotion on their bodies and smelling good. They know that they need to attract the male that they're going to be trying to spend the night with, or they're going to be trying to like go out on a date with. And it's the same thing. Like, you have to make sure that your appearance is right to attract the people that you want to attract. You'll never ever just get online and just post something and then just people just come. You know, you may have a few people that come, but it's not going to be the people that are high quality if you're not building your design. You know, but at the same time, you don't want to just get lost into just designing your page, like just getting 20K followers and 20K likes, 20K views. You want to focus more too on the value that you're adding. Like, okay, I have the high numbers, but am I providing enough value? So when I do try to reach out to some businesses and I try to reach out to, you know, customers or potential customers that want to do business, it's not just solely off of the design. You know, I'm not just banking that these people are going to do business with me because I have a lot of followers, but more so that I've been pumping out so much value and information that people would have probably not have been aware of until you said something. You're pumping out that value to them. So make sure you put your value over followers, okay? Like, and it's equal. Like, I wouldn't tell you to, you know, focus on value and not focus on followers, or I wouldn't tell you to focus on followers and not focus on value. I'm telling you to focus on both, okay? Focus on both. Try to make sure that you're providing value in any niche that you're in, whether it's the fashion niche, the entrepreneur niche, the athletic niche, the art niche, the photographer niche. Any type of niche, man. If you have a business, make sure that you're providing value. Not just posting only just pictures about you. Not just only posting content that's just solely about your life, but more so things that can help people and can inform people about the value that you're trying to spread. So I really hope that this episode helped you put your value equal to your followers. I know I said value over followers, and we're going to keep it like that. I want you, for right now, I do want you to put value over followers, because it's so easy now to get followers. Like, you could just hit me up and pay me like $75, and I just drive traffic from locations and hashtags. I know how to get the followers. Now it's like, okay, now it's on you to really look into yourself and say, what value can I add to the world? What value can I add to these people that are watching me? Because you don't just want people watching you, okay? You don't just want them to just watch you. You want them to be inspired by you. You want them to be motivated by you. That's where you start to get really, really good at what you do, is when you start to see people actually leaving comments and actually saying that your content and your value has actually helped them. That's when you start to grow your business and when you start to sell more products. You don't necessarily start to grow your business and sell more products because you have more followers. You start to gain more attention, okay? You do start to gain more attention. Like, people do start to become aware that you're in that space now. But when you start to provide value, that's when you start to get a lot more currency from these followers. That's when you start to get a lot more money from these followers. You know, that's when you start to monetize. But you cannot monetize without value, okay? I'm gonna say that again. You cannot monetize without value, okay? You can't monetize with just only a high amount of followers. Like, it's not gonna work, you know, because people are naturally attracted to people that they like, okay? And hey, whatever you have to do or whatever that you see in yourself that's like, okay, people are gonna like this about me, that's your value. If it's skill, if it's a mindset, if it's you just being healthy and you think that people are gonna like that, that's value. You know what I'm saying? Like a comedy page, a person that can just make people laugh. If he's telling jokes all day and he's making people laugh at those jokes, that's value. If it's a beautiful girl, she just posts pictures all day and, you know, it's just making guys just like, oh my gosh, like, you're so beautiful. Oh my gosh, like, you're so gorgeous. That's value, you know, like, you have to know that within yourself. But the last thing you want to do is just post boring memes all day and just post you a sandwich on your page or something like that. Like, yeah, like, that's value, but that's more so value for yourself, you know. That's just for your story. But what I'm talking about as far as value, I'm talking about actual information that's helping people, or actual likable content that actually helps people. So it's on you to figure out what type of value that you're going to add. But if you need the followers and you need the increase in numbers and you want to drive traffic to your page, you can either reach out to me or you can reach out to somebody that's in my field. And it's very simple now. Like, this is a business platform. So you have marketers that are willing to help you with that. But I'm saying value over followers, because you can't pay for value. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just pay somebody $100 and all of a sudden you have value. Like, it takes time and it takes you knowing yourself to figure out what type of value you're going to add to the world. And I say the world because Instagram has over 1 million users. So when you post content and you post information, you're posting it to the world. You know, you have access to these millions of people every single day, and you can potentially help some of these people. You know what I'm saying? So put your value over followers, and I promise you, you'll have a successful campaign and brand on Instagram. I'll see you on the next podcast.